Fill dirt agreement.
Well, Danny's wanting some dirt.
Thank you for that.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Do you have any problems with this one?
No, not where he's wanting it. If it ever comes about, we were in that area just like any other dirt agreement. So.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Danny Strahan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You might as well stay seated.
Yeah. Transfer station and road and bridge maintenance building bid discussion.
Who created the bid specs whenever we went out? Did you guys create them? Did you take into consideration us doing some of our own site work?
Other than the paving, we had the county doing the actual asphalt, but we had the contractor doing all the grading and base rock.
Not to be, why?
That's how we were directed.
Okay.
That's what we want to talk about, I guess. It's just
okay.
Do that different.
So we directed you. I say we, one of the department. Okay.
Part of the reason it directed that way is because timing of the year when we were wanting this under construction, we were going to have most of our forces tied up with our normal maintenance work and other things. There is quite a bit of the asphalt work, paving, and a lot of the base work and stuff we were going to do on the whole lot, basically the excavating and earthwork for the transfer station building and the maintenance shop was a contractor, and then up to having it ready pretty much for asphalt. But there's a lot of drain lines and plumbing to get to the storage tanks, that type of thing.
Who was building the actual road and bridge building? Was that contracted out?
Contractor. I mean,
so this was pretty much everything. The way it was bid out was pretty much turnkey, except we were doing asphalt.
The asphalt and then us removing the existing salt building that, moving the tanks, fuel tanks, and all of that. We were going to do that with our forces.
So there's a septic system for the new maintenance building that the county
was
going
to
install.
That.
Can we not tie into, is there not sewer running right through there?
There is on the other side of the road to the city, but it's farther up by the school.
The electrical isn't included as part of the cost you saw, but it was going to be a subcontract with Castro.
So. Well, we've already got him contracted on our.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to do? I guess it's not been stated publicly yet. The bids came in, what we feel, your guys' words.
Pretty high?
Yes.
Okay.
The buildings themselves, I don't... Are probably not out of line. The excavation was $1.27 million. That seemed pretty high.
It's to be fair, it's probably not high for what needs to be done, but it's high compared to what we could do it for.
Yeah. A lot of it, I think.
I don't want.
Yeah, they're assuming
the contractors
it's
don't even be sit. You know,
solid rock and the way the geotech report that came back on this project is most of that material out there is filled. So when a geotech goes out there and sees it's fill, you dig down 5 feet, you can't guarantee what's there. So their recommendation always dig out all the fill, put back material, you know what's there. So I'm guessing the contractor's looking at this saying, well, we got to bid this, assuming we're going to have to take everything out.
Right.
More than likely, you're not. You're going to dig down a couple feet, it's going to be fine. It's been there for how long?
So did we put the fill in there, Randy, or?
Do I?
Did we put the fill in?
Some of it we put in for over the years at a cleaning stockpile, but actually where the road and bridge building is, that was not a whole lot of stuff put in there. That ground's original to what it was. Now, the existing transfer building, how that was set up originally in the early 80s,
there was a lot of fill went in there,
and we built the wall and built all that and put the fill in, so that area's fill, and then from that point, all along the back of the lot is pretty much fill. So, but there is solid rock, but it's more toward the
Can we take portions of the bid, or do we have to nix it and start over?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I mean, I'd say we probably have to talk to your attorney on how to do it. I mean, you either have to, in my opinion anyway, you'd either have to accept this entire bid and then change order out portions of it.
Huh.
Which,
yeah,
you'd want the agreement ahead of time that this is going to get change ordered out. Or you have to rebid it. I don't
so what's your recommendation? I know what it is. Why don't you just go ahead and say it?
I really want to rebid.
So you want us to reject the bids?
Reject it, and then we bid it out differently, and maybe we can get a better price in there with us doing part of this work, taking part of it out. Because that, to me, is unreasonable for that kind of money.
Well, again, I don't want to be fair. It's not unreasonable, with given the information that the contractors were given. Like you said, Travis, how it has to, I mean, I don't want it to be out there publicly. We're saying they're too high. Because I don't think it's too high. It's just, it is what it is. And we can do it in-house quite a bit cheaper and save the taxpayers' money. I think that's how it needs to be stated. What was that bid number?
Well, we had two bidders. The low bid was...
Well, what was the bid number?
The bid number.
Ron Diener.
They use their own numbering system on that.
Okay, I'll just label as move to reject...
We're referring to it as the transfer station bid.
Okay. Move to reject all bids for transfer station and road and bridge maintenance building.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you need us to give you any direction to...
I'll get with Randy and kind of figure out what to take out, what the county wants to do, set it up.
We'll come up with a rebid plan here.
Ideally, when would you really like to start on this building if the bids were in, ready to go?
I'd like to have started summertime anyway and try to get it underway. At least have it done.
How long is this?
School will have it done by the end of the year at this late in the game. But
how long have we been working with this one? 4 years?
I don't know if it's been that long. It's been a while. The DNR permit probably took 6 months.
I was thinking we've talked about this whenever I first came into office as far as new building.
We were looking at different sites and all kinds of stuff.
That's what I mean. As far as this and the project in its entirety is, we've been dealing with it for quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's been about 4 or 5 years. We first started talking about it whenever we were talking about putting wing doors on the...
We were talking about it for several years. The one thing we were, when we started talking about it, was when we had to get the old building under compliant and had to correct a few things, got them all done in quick time, and then working toward this and kind of got to this point. So
that was back when Hershey was here.
Oh, okay. So that's been going on for a while. And we, your maintenance building, we need to get something going on that pretty quick too. How many trucks? I was out there over the other day, and there was three trucks in there being worked on, three pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
New transmission and one of the haulers.
That building's been outdated for quite a while.
Yeah.
But trying to get everything to fit in and working with trying to get a plan.
Well, yeah, like you said, waiting on DNR to approve it.
What we need, I mean. That's the reason we was looking for another site for road and bridge building, and we were unable to obtain that. That would have helped, but,
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
we'll recess for it and be upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests.
Structure like it's your clinic.